What a story you have.
Well, it's certainly amazing. This is a document that the University of Canterbury has owned since 1918. It came into our hands via a famous Christchurch figure, Sybilla Maud. People will know her better as the founder of Nurse Maud. And back in 1918, she sold the University of Canterbury for the princely sum of £50 at the time, roughly about 5,000 New Zealand dollars, this 5-metre-long extravaganza of medieval history. And back at the time, you know, Canterbury professors were fascinated by this. They were buying it primarily, I think, because of World War One. They were very keen to establish a sense of connection with the mother country, as it were, and they thought the best way of doing that, obvious in some ways, you buy a medieval roll of the genealogy of English kings. And, you know, we've had it ever since, for the last 100 years.
How did it come into the hands of the first Nurse Maud? How did it get here at all?
Well, you see, that, Catherine, that's a tremendous mystery. That is something that we have yet to resolve. Now, we know a little bit about the history of the roll up to 1485. So we can carry its history through really to the end of Richard III and the beginning of the Tudor era. After that, we have absolutely no idea, none at all, where it was, who had it, until 1918, and it turns up in New Zealand. Now, it's possible that the Maud family, who were descended from a gentry family in England, it's possible it came into their hands at an early date. It's equally possible that it was on the market in the 19th century and they may have picked it up as an interesting item. And this is actually one of the things that we're hoping through this research project to dig into a little bit more deeply. But basically, we have this tremendously long period in which we have absolutely no idea what happened to it.
16 foot long, as we said. There are images on the website, listeners, if you've got access to the web at the moment, rnz.co.nz/9to-noon. You describe it, if you would, Chris, 16 foot long, and it's not that wide, but what is on it?
Well, if you imagine it, it's 16 foot, so roughly 5 metres. It's about 30 centimetres wide. And if you start, you have to imagine 6 pieces of parchment make it up, and they're sort of pasted together end to end. So it starts at the top with one of those things you mentioned in your introduction, the red rose of Lancaster, which we've discovered is hiding Noah's Ark beneath it.
Segment 1.
What a story you have.
Well, it's certainly amazing. This is a document that the University of Canterbury has owned since 1918. It came into our hands via a famous Christchurch figure, Sybilla Maud. People will know her better as the founder of Nurse Maud. And back in 1918, she sold the University of Canterbury for the princely sum of £50 at the time, roughly about 5,000 New Zealand dollars, this 5-metre-long extravaganza of medieval history. And back at the time, you know, Canterbury professors were fascinated by this. They were buying it primarily, I think, because of World War One.
Segment 2.
They were very keen to establish a sense of connection with the mother country, as it were, and they thought the best way of doing that, obvious in some ways, you buy a medieval roll of the genealogy of English kings. And, you know, we've had it ever since, for the last 100 years.
How did it come into the hands of the first nurse, Maud? How did it get here at all?
Well, you see, that, Catherine, that's a tremendous mystery. That is something that we have yet to resolve. Now, we know a little bit about the history of the roll up to 1485.
Segment 3.
So we can carry its history through really to the end of Richard III and the beginning of the Tudor era. After that, we have absolutely no idea, none at all, where it was, who had it, until 1918, and it turns up in New Zealand. Now, it's possible that the Maud family, who were descended from a gentry family in England, it's possible it came into their hands at an early date. It's equally possible that it was on the market in the 19th century and they may have picked it up as an interesting item. And this is actually one of the things that we're hoping through this research project to dig into a little bit more deeply. But basically, we have this tremendously long period in which we have absolutely no idea what happened to it.
Segment 4.
16 foot long, as we said. There are images on the website, listeners, if you've got access to the web at the moment, rnz.co.nz/9to-noon. You describe it, if you would, Chris. 16 foot long, and it's not that wide, but what is on it?
Well, if you imagine it, it's 16 foot, so roughly 5 metres. It's about 30 centimetres wide. And if you start, you have to imagine 6 pieces of parchment make it up, and they're sort of pasted together end to end. So it starts at the top with one of those things you mentioned in your introduction, the red rose of Lancaster, which we've discovered is hiding Noah's Ark beneath it.